Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's third quarter 2018 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our third quarter income statement. During the third quarter of 2018, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 4.59 billion, down 11.8% from sequential quarter. The drop in sales this quarter were mostly due to less project shipment, and channel sales were weaker than expected in the developed markets. As the US dollar stabilized, sales in emerging market partially offset the slower project pull, with sequential sales up about 3.7%. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 28.7%, down slightly from 29.1%, mainly caused by a one-time accounting adjustment, reclassifying selling expenses included in operating expenses as revenue reduction. During third quarter 2018, we recovered inventory provision loss of NT dollar 22 million after liquidating some fully provisioned inventory. Gross margin, including inventory valuation, improved to 29.2% as compared to 28.5% in prior quarter. Operating expenses show 11.3% reduction from the sequential quarter, mainly due to the above-mentioned accounting reclassification. After true-up, operating expenses were well managed, slightly below prior quarter level. Non-operating loss reported this period was NT dollar 1 million as compared to NT dollar 98 million without the negative impact from FX loss and tax charges included in prior quarter. Consolidated net income after tax and non-controlling interest was NT dollar 6 million as compared to net loss of NT dollar 54 million in sequential quarter. EPS was positive NT dollar 0.01 per share based on the netted weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.42 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating loss reported for the third quarter was 1 million, comprised of 4 million FX gain, 15 million investment-related loss recognized from investee companies, and 11 million gain from financial income. For the summary of third quarter 2018 YTD performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For year-to-date third quarter, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 14.7 billion and up 3.3% from the same period in prior year, benefiting from high-level project shipments. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 28.8%, up from 26.4%, showing the positive result from introducing higher ASP products such as mesh routers and battery camera, in addition to setting margin requirement on ISP projects. With the company efforts to streamline operating costs, OPEX was running about 4.3% less on year-over-year basis. While the company reported consolidated net loss of NT dollar 35 million due to unfavorable FX translation and one-off tax charges, it is worthy to note the positive momentum in driving operating income higher, which reported at 191 million or 1.3% of net sales instead of a 472 million operating loss same period last year. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.32 billion. Accounts receivable were NT dollar 5.1 billion, and AR turnover days was 88 days, in line with the trade term offered. Inventory was NT dollar 3 billion, and day on hand was 84 days, and cash conversion cycle remains at 76 days. Now please turn to page six for the company key financial ratios. In terms of liquidity position, the company remained healthy with current ratio of 1.61and net debt over equity ratio of 0.48. Return on equity for the third quarter was 0.24. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 64.9% of our group revenue, followed by Europe, 23.3%, and North America 11.7%. For the emerging and Asia-Pacific market, sales were up 3.7% quarter-over-quarter as the U.S. dollar exchange rate has stabilized and channel sales returned to normal ordering. North America sales were flat as retail sales were weaker than expected, and Europe was down 39.9% due to high-volume project sales included in prior quarter revenue base. Now, please move on to page 8, which shows our 2018 third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch accounting for 34.9% of total third quarter sales. Wireless contributed to 34.8%, while broadband was at 5.9%, digital home at 6.5%, and others was 17.9%. During the third quarter in 2018, Switch sales were down 3.4% quarter-over-quarter. Wireless and broadband were down 18.4% and 46% respectively due to less project shipments. Digital home products was down 4.9% from sequential quarter as competition intensified and retail sales in the developed market was weaker than expected. Our other revenue were up 7.5% quarter-over-quarter and 34.7% year-over-year as the company continued to grow the product's portfolio through new partnerships and expand passive components offering. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact Dealing Investor Relations.